Tonight, ready to launch. America set to roll out its third line of defense against the coronavirus. At any moment, the FDA expected to grant emergency use authorization for Johnson & Johnson's one-shot vaccine. 100% effective at preventing hospitalizations and deaths. The vaccine tested in South Africa and Brazil, appearing to work against new concerning variants. 4 million doses now ready to ship within days, but the new warnings from health officials about easing restrictions too soon. COVID relief milestone, the House passing President Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus bill with no Republican support. More funding for schools, COVID testing, small businesses, and $1,400 checks for most Americans as unemployment benefits are set to expire for millions. And now it moves to the Senate, the president saying there is no time to waste. Calls for consequences. The push tonight for President Biden to hold Saudi Arabia's crown prince accountable after that U.S. intelligence report said he approved the murder of U.S.-based journalist Jamal Khashoggi, the U.S. issuing numerous sanctions, but none for the crown prince himself. Flash flooding threat. 16 million Americans from Arkansas to West Virginia under flooding alerts tonight. Thunderstorms, gusty winds, and hail possible. Rob Marciano is standing by. Arrest warrant issued. The manhunt intensifying for an MIT graduate now charged in the murder of Yale student Kevin Chiang. What we're learning about an SUV stolen on the same day as the murder. Deadly plane crash. Three killed after a small plane went down in Georgia shortly after takeoff. Debris landing on a mobile home. What the pilot reportedly did moments before impact. The disturbing scene out of Oakland, California. An Asian American woman dragged by a car after a purse snatching. What police are saying tonight. And dogs returned. Lady Gaga's two French bulldogs found after they were stolen during an armed robbery. The latest on the investigation. And what about that $500,000 reward?
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight.
Good evening. Thanks for joining us on this Saturday. I'm Whit Johnson. As we come on the air tonight, we are awaiting major news on the vaccine front. The U.S. about to get another powerful weapon in the fight against the coronavirus. The FDA on the verge of giving emergency use authorization for a third vaccine made by Johnson & Johnson. It's being called a game changer. Just one dose for protection, tested against concerning variants from South Africa and Brazil, and easier to store and deploy in regular refrigerators. Nearly 4 million doses ready to ship from J&J's storage facilities like this one in Kentucky. And tonight we have a breakdown of where those doses will be going first. Moderna and Pfizer already promising to make enough vaccine to immunize all Americans by July. And with Johnson & Johnson promising another 100 million by June, could that timeline speed up? But the race to vaccinate is also a race against those variants. The head of the CDC warning that cases and deaths are beginning to tick up again. So tonight there is cause for vigilance, but thanks to Johnson & Johnson, also cause for hope. ABC's Trevor Ault leads us off right here in New York.
Tonight, the FDA expected to authorize a game-changing third weapon in the COVID fight, Johnson & Johnson's one-shot vaccine.
We are at the precipice of having another vaccine in our toolboxes.
In trials, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has been 100% effective against hospitalization and death and 85% effective at preventing severe illness. While its overall effectiveness was lower than Pfizer and Moderna, Johnson & Johnson's was tested against concerning variants and it still performed well.
When this vaccine was tested in South Africa, where the South African variant is common, and when it was tested in Brazil, where the Brazilian variant is common, it worked to keep you out of the hospital and to keep you out of the morgue. I think that's really important.
The J&J vaccine can also be kept in regular refrigerators, allowing for easier shipping and storage. Our Elwin Lopez is in Kentucky.
J&J says up to 4 million doses are ready to ship within days, 100 million by the end of June, mini rolling out of this facility outside of Louisville.
And as multiple states push to further reopen, a stark warning from the head of the CDC that we may be seeing the beginning effects of those new variants of the virus. The average daily case total fell 73% over the past 6 weeks, but that progress has leveled off, even ticking up 5% in the last 5 days.
Now is not the time to relax restrictions.
This week's average daily death toll jumping 10%, highlighting the sobering reality that this fight is not yet finished. In Texas, 35-year-old Charles Torres, struggling to breathe from his COVID-ravaged lungs.
I love you with all my heart. I love you so much.
Saying his final goodbye to his children in this emotional video before, like so many victims of this virus, he passed away alone.
He went in and never came out. It's like losing your shadow. And no matter where you go, you had him backing you up all the time.
Simply devastating to hear from that family and so many others. Trevor Ault is joining us from a mass vaccination site here in New York City. And Trevor, we know CDC officials meet tomorrow to discuss recommendations for Johnson & Johnson's vaccine. And you're learning new details about the company's rollout plan.
Oh, that's right, Whit. Once authorization is granted right out of the gate, nearly 3 million doses will be sent to state and local jurisdictions, with about 800,000 going to pharmacies. And the first shots will likely be administered early this coming week. Whit.
All right, Trevor Ault, our thanks to you tonight. Now to that COVID relief milestone, President Biden's massive package clearing the House overnight. The president now urging the Senate to act fast, with unemployment benefits for millions expiring in just 2 weeks. But that House vote was a narrow victory. All Republicans voting no, two Democrats voting with them. The battle now in the Senate, one of the president's biggest tests yet. Here's ABC's White House correspondent, Mary Alice Parks.
President Biden before the cameras today, marking his first legislative milestone, a big step in getting COVID relief to the American people.
We have no time to waste. If we act now, decisively, quickly, and boldly, we can finally get ahead of this virus. We can finally get our economy moving again.
Urging the Senate to move quickly on his $1.9 trillion plan that would provide billions in grants to small businesses, extend unemployment benefits for millions of Americans, and send most Americans a one-time $1,400 check. The House passing the bill overnight without a single Republican vote.
So don't call it a rescue bill. Don't call it a relief bill. It just throws out money without accountability.
House Democrats including that raise to the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour, which right now won't be included in the Senate package. Still, Senate Democrats will have to stick together. Without any GOP support, Vice President Kamala Harris could be the tie-breaking vote.
We are going to keep working to get this plan across the finish line.
The clock is ticking. Unemployment benefits for millions of Americans out of work due to this pandemic set to expire on March 14th. In Seattle, Ariana Loriano says help cannot come soon enough. A relief check could help keep a roof over her head.
I'm probably going to be homeless in a month or two. I have like $300 in savings that I can combine with my disability check now that I've lost my job.
Difficult times for so many. So let's get right to Mary Alice Parks at the White House. And Mary Alice, as you said in your report, millions are at risk of losing those federal unemployment benefits in just a few weeks. How soon could this bill hit the president's desk? And when are those checks expected to reach American families?
Yeah, Whit, Democrats in the Senate are eager to get to work on this bill. Debate could start there as early as this week. They are very aware of that March 14th deadline. Democrats say their goal is to make sure that unemployed Americans hopefully do not see any break in benefits. But just last night, President Biden admitting that even if this bill makes it to his desk soon, it could still be a few weeks before Americans see those $1,400 checks. Whit?
Mary Alice Parks, our new White House correspondent, with her first report for World News Tonight. It's great to have you and welcome. We turn now to President Biden, promising an announcement Monday on Saudi Arabia. After that intelligence report on the killing of U.S.-based journalist Jamal Khashoggi, he was last seen entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in 2018. That report finding the Saudi crown prince likely ordered the assassination, but no direct punishment for him. And tonight, growing calls for justice. Here's ABC's Alex Frechet.
Tonight, one day after the release of that U.S. report blaming the Saudi crown prince for Jamal Khashoggi's brazen murder, President Biden with this warning.
President Biden, are you going to punish the crown prince?
You'll see there'll be announcements on Monday of what we're going to be doing with Saudi Arabia generally.
While the U.S. has taken action, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's not faced any direct penalties. Overnight, Biden said he'd put the Saudi king, bin Salman's father, on notice.
We are going to hold them accountable for human rights abuses.
In 2018, Khashoggi, a U.S. resident and journalist, was lured from his home to the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. He was then brutally murdered and dismembered. The now declassified four-page assessment cited bin Salman's control of decision-making and support for violent measures to silence dissidents abroad.
I am devastated than ever before. Now I believe he will never come back.
After the report's release, Khashoggi's fiancée, Hatice Shenki, posted this photo she took of him in their home. The White House imposed visa bans on dozens of Saudis and sanctions on one former official, but not the Crown Prince. Still, some Democrats and Republicans are questioning why bin Salman has not been penalized.
I think it's fundamentally a problem if you conclude that the Crown Prince ordered the capture or kill, but only hold people that followed the orders to account.
Wait, the White House had no further guidance on what Monday's announcement will be. The Secretary of State has said that the U.S. doesn't want to rupture, but recalibrate its relationship with Saudi Arabia. The Saudis have called that report inaccurate. Wit?
And we'll stand by for that new info next week. Alex, thank you. Now to the flash flood warnings in the winter storm moving east. Flood alerts from the Mississippi Valley to the Ohio Valley. Part of London, Kentucky, already underwater. An icy bridge triggering a 30-vehicle pileup on I-90 in Billings, Montana. At least two people were hurt. ABC's senior meteorologist Rob Marciano joins us now. And Rob, what can we expect here?
Well, several more rounds of rain went over the same areas, so flooding is going to be the main issue, especially across the Mid-South, where we have widespread watches up now from Arkansas all the way through West Virginia. Several rounds of rain. There's the first wave going through Memphis now. That'll ride the Mississippi and Ohio rivers tonight. Could see some strong storms with this thing coming through tomorrow, and it kind of sinks down to the south, where we get another round for Memphis and Nashville. And then some of this does get into the Northeast tomorrow before clearing out, and then sagging to the south during the day on Monday. Rainfall amounts anywhere from 1 to over 3 inches in the Tennessee and Ohio River Valleys, with another pulse of rain coming through the area on Tuesday. Whit.
And we know you'll be tracking it all, Rob. Thank you. Overseas now, and the desperate search for more than 300 girls kidnapped from their school in northern Nigeria. One father losing four daughters. A sad trend there. Kidnappings on the rise. Here's ABC's Julia McFarlane.
Tonight, every parent's nightmare at this Nigerian boarding school. More than 300 girls kidnapped right from their dorms, their belongings scattered behind, their classrooms empty, bullet holes from gunfire scarring the walls. Parents waiting for news.
I now start to search my own. As you see, they have killed her. I now start crying by then.
It's the third kidnapping of schoolchildren in recent months. Two dozen boys were taken for days and released just this morning. The abduction of these girls, reminiscent of the 2014 abduction of hundreds of schoolgirls by the Islamist militant group Boko Haram. More than 100 girls were eventually found or set free after the government secured their release, but another 100 have never been found. Whit, there's been no claim of responsibility for this abduction, but kidnappings are on the rise in Nigeria. In the last 10 years, nearly $20 million has been paid out in ransom. Police say this is likely the work of criminal gangs. Whit?
Julia McFarlane for us. Thank you. Tonight, new developments in the murder of Yale College student Kevin Chiang. Authorities issuing an arrest warrant as the manhunt intensifies for an MIT grad student now charged with the shooting. Here's ABC's Janae Norman.
Tonight, the manhunt growing more urgent for an accused killer believed to be armed and dangerous. Police in Connecticut today issuing an arrest warrant charging MIT grad student King Swan Pan for the murder of 26-year-old Yale student Kevin Jiang. Jiang was found shot multiple times near the Yale campus, later dying at the scene just days after proposing to his girlfriend.
2020 was my year of blessings because I met my dear Kevin. I will always love him with the love of Christ.
Pan was already facing charges for allegedly stealing an SUV he test drove in Massachusetts the same day Jiang was killed. That was later found by police in North Haven, Connecticut. Investigators say Pan was last seen by family members in the Atlanta area February 11th, carrying a backpack and reportedly acting strange in the days following the murder.
And with U.S. Marshals remaining confident that they will catch up with Pan, but tonight he remains on the run facing that murder charge and a $5 million bond when he's captured. Whit.
All right, Janae Norman, thank you. And there's much more ahead on World News Tonight. This Saturday, Lady Gaga's dogs return, where they were found, plus the search for the suspects who took them after shooting her dog walker. And the woman dragged down the street in Oakland. Take a look at this, what police are saying tonight about this disturbing scene.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially four trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Next tonight, dogs returned. Lady Gaga's French bulldogs found safe days after her dog walker was shot during an armed robbery. He is expected to make a full recovery. ABC's Zareen Shah with the latest on the investigation.
Tonight, as the search continues for the men who shot Lady Gaga's dog walker and stole two of her beloved French bulldogs, LAPD confirming this afternoon an unidentified woman found the dogs tied to a pole Friday night, miles away from where they were kidnapped, and returned them to this LAPD station. This follows Wednesday's violent snatch operation, where two men shot dog walker Ryan Fisher in the chest four times. All captured on surveillance video obtained by TMZ. Gaga promised to pay $500,000 for Koji and Gustav's safe return. No details on if and how the woman would receive $500,000, and offer raising eyebrows when Gaga tweeted it out.
You might encourage other people to do bad things for a reward, or you're going to get an abundance of leads that probably are worthless because people are just basically trying to get the money.
Fisher's family, meanwhile, tells ABC he is still in the hospital recovering. They thank the staff and Lady Gaga for her love and concern.
I'm glad those dogs are okay, Zareen. Thank you. To the index, the FAA is now investigating a deadly plane crash about an hour outside of Atlanta. Authorities say the plane was heading to Daytona Beach, Florida, when it crashed shortly after takeoff. Three people on board killed. Part of the plane's wing found inside a mobile home. The people inside were not hurt. Authorities say it appears the pilot tried to turn the plane around but did not make it. Next to the search for the driver who dragged an Asian American woman down a street in Oakland, surveillance video showing the woman clinging to her handbag as the car drives down the street. She was not seriously injured. Police say the suspect snatched the woman's purse as she left a grocery store. They say it's unclear if the incident was racially motivated. More than 30 Asian Americans have been attacked in the Bay Area since January. And an iceberg roughly the size of Los Angeles has broken off from Antarctica. Aerial footage shows a major crack in the Brunt ice shelf just 10 days before the split. The iceberg measures 490 square miles and is about 492 feet thick. Experts say the break is natural behavior and is not linked to climate change. Finally tonight, America Strong, the healthcare workers braving a storm for one special newborn.
When that dangerous snowstorm ripped through Texas, the staff at Baylor Scott and White Medical Center outside Austin were preparing for the worst.
Rolling blackout every hour or two, our generator would kick on. It was just very scary.
So when Kimberly Arias, pregnant at just 24 weeks, came in complaining of contractions,
I
I started crying. I didn't know what to do.
Labor and delivery nurse Meredith Schubert jumped right into action.
As soon as the tech put the ultrasound on Kimberly's abdomen, she said the head is coming through the cervix.
But with weather conditions deteriorating, they were unable to transfer Kimberly to another hospital with a specialized NICU. Baby Zaylin was delivered at just 1 pound, 6 ounces. Precious, but fragile.
It's hard to express how vulnerable a 1+ pound baby is in a setting like that.
Miles away, knowing how critical baby Zaylin was, Dr. John Lloyd at Dell Children's Ascension Hospital volunteered with two nurses to make a treacherous 2-hour journey on icy roads with life-saving equipment.
Once we got there, we set about basically recreating an intensive care unit,
keeping Zaylin alive for nearly 30 hours before a transport helicopter could arrive.
It was just a huge sense of relief and accomplishment.
Dr. Lloyd says Zaylin is a fighter, already beating the odds.
This has reminded me of the simple fact of going out to help someone who's in need.
And yesterday, Mom Kimberly, grateful, able to hold baby Zaylin for the first time.
They made me feel like my baby was really safe and in good hands.
And congratulations to baby Zane and Mom Kimberly. Thanks so much for watching. I'm Whit Johnson. Good night.